Welcome to the Get It Girl community, where yes, you can have it all. We are redefining confidence in life, business, health, and happiness.
If you are motivated, full of drive, a go-getter, and looking for ways to achieve it all without losing yourself to the constant grind, this space is for you.
We are teaching you to take control of your life to boost confidence, to feel good inside and out, which then spills into every aspect of your life. You show up better for yourself, your relationships, your career, your passions.
We also focus a lot on bucket lists to help ignite that passion and adventure in you when it comes to different seasons in your life, to relationships, travel, food, and so much more.
So look in the mirror and say it loud and proud. Yes, you can have it all.
Get it, girl. We are changing the conversation around women and success from empowerment to celebration of achievement.
Welcome back to the Get It Girl podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Legg, with my co-host, Cynthia Johnson. And I just want to welcome you guys back. We are talking about habit stacking today. And I love this. This is something that I'm continuously working on. And I think it's so important to think of habits as a positive way to get you closer to your goal or your dream. When you have a goal or dream, you really do have to rely on what you're doing day to day to get you there over time. So it's all about being consistent with the habits that you are implementing. So habit stacking, Cynthia, what do you think about this topic and what comes to mind first when we talk about habit stacking?
I don't know if this is a saying or I'm making it up, but it comes to mind is if you want a habit, you need a habit.
Yes.
It really should be a thing. If it's not, it's ours.
I love that. That's perfect.
It's true. We do. We want it all. We can, but we have to plan for it and we have to practice. And that requires habits.
Yes. Your day-to-day actions, the steps that you are taking to get you to where you want to be. So I love that. You basically broke down what I said in the most like relatable way. So that's like a new slogan for a while.
I'm pretty sure you've said it first and I just, I took it. Habits. They're easy to create without intention. Mm-hmm. Hard to break with intention or without intention, but not impossible. When done with intention and a goal in mind can be extremely life-changing.
Yes. The small actions, they can build up over time and they allow you, they give power to shift your life. They really do. So we want to talk about first getting clear on your habits and what you want to implement in your life. So you got to get clear on your why. I think that's number one, because it's going to be hard to introduce new habits if it's not exciting or not something you want. Like you have to be clear. So for example, I want to be an amazing mom and have the energy to show up for my kids. I want to feel healthy, calm, and confident. Okay, so that's a big why. So what are the habits for that are going to get you closer to how you want to feel? So I feel like you need to choose two habits in this category to start to implement in your life. So example is if you want to feel energized in work and mom life and you want to take care of yourself, you can make a goal to moving your body at least 30 minutes per day. And this doesn't have to be 7 days of HIIT workouts. This could be one day, a strength training workout, one day, a nice walk, one day stretching, any kind of movement. Okay, so that's habit number one. The next habit could be to plan at least one healthy meal per day. So whether that's lunch, you want to make sure you're preparing a healthy lunch for the workday, or you're like, I want to make sure my family is going to have a healthy dinner. Plan at least one meal per day. And that's going to set you up for success in the fact that, okay, these are two habits that I want. So I need to figure out how I can take action to get there. And I feel like if you spend a week there trying to tackle those two habits, you're going to feel more confident. You're going to see what's doable, you know, where needs a little more effort before even thinking about adding in new habits. So the idea is picking two habits that you can commit to 1 week at a time. And then from there you stack. Whew, so that's a lot. I know sometimes introducing new habits can be scary and daunting for people, but I feel like you said, if you really want something, it's all about your daily actions to get you there.
Yeah. You're really good at finding the habits and implementing them and like making making it a consistent thing with a clear outcome. For those of us who can be a little bit more reactionary times, right? Like excitable. For me, it's removing habits has always been the core of I think I can just add a habit to a habit. And next thing you know, my day is gone and you can't. So looking at what is in your day, spend a week, write down the things you do, and then look at the things you shouldn't be doing anymore. Because that's what creates the space to fill. For me, it can be exhausting sometimes trying to add something when I feel so overwhelmed with what I have. Mm-hmm. I have to let go first.
It goes back to saying, like, you have to learn to say no. It's okay to say no. You can't always say yes. Otherwise, like you said, it's going to take away from some other things that you want to do. So I love that. That is totally a different perspective. And I think that's a lot of people can relate to that because many of us take on way too much. So it's so hard to think about adding something new.
Yes. But once you've removed it, then the next step is to fill it with intention, because if you don't, you are going to fill it with something. You have to exist. So.
Yes. So true. Okay. So first we need to remove some habits, then implement some new habits that you want that are catered to your goal or your dream. The next big point is to change your environment. And what this means is to make your habits easier to accomplish. An example of that is, let's say you know that you want to work out first thing in the morning. You're going to wake up extra early so that you can work out before your kids get up or before your work. Making your workout easier is by setting out your clothes ahead of time. Something so simple, but like your wake up, they're right there. Like, you know, you just have to put them on and get to your workout. So I feel like that's an example. Or if you have a goal of wanting to drink more water, let's say you want to hit 64 ounces, get a nice water container that's motivating, that's cute, aesthetic, something that's going to motivate you to drink water. I have mine right here. And I know Cynthia just got a nice one too, but it really does make a difference if you have a container rather than just thinking you're going to just drink a bunch of glasses per day and lose count.
Yes. I saw Ashley's water and I was like, this is great. It tells me I'm doing a good job through the day. Love that. So then I got a water bottle that was inspiring and I posted. People were going crazy. Every time I saw someone, I knew they had this bottle because they saw it. And it was like this incredible, incredible thing. I ran back into you, Ashley, and you up-leveled, right? Like you went with the big boy.
Came bigger and bigger.
Went with the big boy. And so I thought, I'll get the big boy. I didn't realize habit stacking. How often I was not filling my own bottle until I got the big one. And then my husband was like, you're going to have to fill your own bottle if you're going to carry this one.
Oh my gosh. My husband, Ryan, always jokes, well, 3 minutes of my day is filling up your water container. I'm like already cozied up in bed, like taking my last sip. Babe, can you fill it up so I'm prepared for tomorrow?
Yeah. That's when your habit becomes their habit, you have to adjust. So I had to go back to the medium size to make it work for us. But
now, you know, I love this. I love this so much. I can totally see your husband doing that, which is
great. He was like, I'm not feeling it all the way. And that defeats the purpose.
Okay. So going back to changing your environment, another one I wanted to add is if you want to start practicing positive affirmations, I think another great way to set yourself up for success is to write some affirmations on a sticky note and put them up on your mirror. You're going to see that every day. So you're going to read it. You're going to start to say it. It's just going to start getting, you're going to start to believe it because you're, you know, speaking to your mind more kindly. So I love that. And then one other example for our business-minded people, like let's say you want to be better at blogging or writing. A habit would be to dedicate 20 minutes a day of undistracted time to write. That is a habit that you can build upon and then you're going to get inspired. And let's say you do reach like a writing block or roadblock or, you know, lose momentum, you could take that 20 minutes to try to become more re-inspired in some way. If you have a goal, if you have a dream, these habits are what's going to get you there. So you really do have to prioritize it.
Yeah. And I think the writing is really, really important, whether it's the gratitude journal or it's something else. And, you know, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, it doesn't really, that part doesn't matter. But if you want to be inspired, again, the word is inspired. You need to know what's in there and you've got to get it out in order to really understand it.
I love that so much. I've never thought of that way. Oh,
yes, inspired. Everyone's looking for an outside an outside way to get inspired. And it's actually very counterintuitive if you look at the word itself.
I love that. You're seriously opening my mind to new things today. I love it. Every day.
But I take everything from exactly the way it says
it. Oh my gosh. Very literal. Yes.
Very literal. Thank you.
So we talked about changing the environment. So accountability, I feel, is a next big part of habit stacking. You know, sometimes it's fine to keep things to yourself, but when you do keep habits in secret, it's sometimes easier to give up, which is a little bit scary. So I feel like if you share your goal, it doesn't have to be on social media or some major public thing. It could be to a friend or your partner or family member. It adds some positive momentum. I don't want to say the word pressure. I don't really like that word, but positive, like reinforcement that you can get these habits to stick. And especially like if you're having temptations to give up, you could always go to that person that, you know, that you confide in, and you might get some new insight or inspiration, just like Cynthia gave me. And like, it might just totally inspire you and shift your mindset to continue to work for that habit. Having an accountability partner is really, really powerful. And it's just something that's going to help you long term.
Yes. The accountability partner can be different for lots of situations.
Yes. You could have a business accountability partner, another boss babe. You could have a workout accountability partner. Mm-hmm. You could have a friend that you just talk about like the marriage ups and downs. Like,
yes.
It could be for anything. Like, think broad here.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs someone, I feel like, to lean on. Like, I love the term of we're strong alone, but we're stronger together.
Mm-hmm. There's really small things in your life that have a huge impact and are easy to avoid. So for me, might sound crazy to some people, putting pants on, jeans, like flying in a pair of like pants or going out in pants or getting in pants, like, I know we're in Zoom world, has a profound impact on my day. So my husband, I'm like, if you see me sitting around in some kind of sweats, it's a bad day. You need to tell me to put pants on.
I don't miss those days. My heart beats for you right now.
But it might be unique to me. It could be unique to you, and it sounds ridiculous. But I know for a fact that I show up better in a day if I'm, and not just pants, like being dressed, like, yes, actually being in clothes.
Yes. You feeling better about yourself, like putting yourself together versus just lounging around and not taking care of yourself. And it's fine to have those days every once in a while, but it's easy to get lost in those days.
So easy. Like Zoom your makeup for you. It's like not good.
I know. And that's actually hard for me because I work from home. So it can be sometimes lonely as an entrepreneur where I don't have to dress up or anything. And I'm always in fitness wear and I have so many cute clothes and I love fashion. So I'm like, even if I have nowhere to go, sometimes I just need to get dressed to just connect with that part of me.
Yeah. And you might find somewhere to go if the outfit's cute enough.
Yes, exactly. Come on. Let's go on date night. Let's go shopping. I don't know. Something. So overall, you guys, we just wanted to inspire you to look at some of the habits that you want to introduce into your life that are going to be positive, that are going to get you closer to your goal or your dreams. Stay consistent because those habits are going to give you the power to get you to where you want to go. At the end of the day, we are our daily habits. And I just think that's very powerful because you can choose. It's a choice. You just got to do what you want to do for yourself and just show up and put in the work.
Yes. Because if you want to have it, you need a habit.
That is so good. That is it. That's
all we have for today.
And on the best note ever, because I love that saying and literally I have that in my mental toolbox for life. So thank you.
Me too. Get it, girl.
Yeah, get it, girl. Well, as always, thank you guys for your support and for listening. Please feel free to review. Please feel free to share this episode with someone that you might think might love it. All of this really does help us and keeps us motivated and inspired to keep showing up here, which we're having so much fun with. So we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon. Thank you for listening to the Get It Girl podcast. If you're not already, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a new episode.
Our number one goal is to connect, inspire, and to build a movement where you never feel alone. See you in the next episode.